Here's what happened this morning with Stacey and Clayton.
There comes a point in every adult's life when they start groaning whenever they do anything. This noise. Yeah.
Or in my case, good lord.
It varies. Like, there are different groans for different situations. There's the big one, the ooh, where it's got like three little hmms. There's the long extended one, the oh.
Yeah, I've been there.
Like, just getting off the couch, getting up off your knees, doing anything, I groan now. And I don't know when it started happening. Like, I didn't do this when I was a kid.
Well, you don't notice the first one because you're just like, oh, I'm stiff or sore or tired or whatever. And then all of a sudden it just becomes so common that
it's
you're
everything.
Like, why am I doing this?
You're opening up like the oven door. What? When did that start happening? Like, I wish there was like a moment where it's like, okay, when you turn 28,
ding,
you start groaning at everything. But it's not. It's not a science. It's just one day you're this super normal person, and then the next day you're groaning because you have to get something off the top shelf. There we go.
The worst for me is like getting out of bed first thing in the morning because clearly you have been resting yourself nicely, and then you put your feet down and you're just like, okay, here we go. This morning, I think I kind of cursed under my breath a little bit as I was standing up, and Sean must have, you know, heard me getting up, and he's like, what's the matter, old man? Just like, leave me alone. So it hurts.
Getting out of bed, that groan, I get it, right? You've been asleep. It's time to stretch it out. I like that. But like, it's the everyday things that get me. I'm opening up the car door, getting into the car. Why? Why do I do that?
Like, you know what, though? It's like almost like when they say cursing makes you feel better in a situation. I think it's the same with groaning. It's
100%.
Just a release of emotions, whether they be painful ones, tired ones, old ones, angry ones, whatever. It's just a release. It feels good.
Because whenever I notice it, I try and stop the groaning because I'm like, Clayton, you're not a grandpa. Figure it
out,
bud.
Embrace it.
I think I might, because all morning now, I've tried to not groan. I don't know if you've noticed this. I haven't tried groaning. Like, I'll even groan when I got to move the keyboard or move to the other side of the studio. I'm like, I've been trying to not do that. Kind of grumpy.
See, you need to let it out.
Not grumpy, but it's like just doing those fake groans put me in a way better mood. Way better. I feel like I just slept for 12 hours. That's another one, the pause,
you
where you think the groan's over.
Do you ever groan / stretch so hard that you sort of feel like you're going to pass out?
I have passed out from stretching so hard.
It's embarrassing.
Big shout out to Saskatoon Police for doing something cool on Bike Day. They were giving out free bike tune-ups to people who are maybe like rookie bike riders, didn't know how to put the chain back on, if it was broken or whatever, giving out some tips. Plus, they were just giving out some bikes too.
Yeah.
I had no idea that they did this program with the dump, like the landfill here in Saskatoon.
Yeah, it's so cool.
They actually take these bikes that can actually still work. Like, maybe someone chucked it because they got a new one, it's a little broken. They work with a lot of bike shops here in Saskatoon, refurbish them, give them to kids and whoever needs them in the core neighborhoods. That's such a cool program.
It is, because you've seen so many times where there's just like an abandoned bike tossed somewhere. And it's so funny because I know not all bikes are worth a bunch of money, but with a quick tune-up from the helpful bike stores here in town and the Saskatoon Police all coming together, quick little fix, it's a good bike for someone to use, which is such a great idea.
Not everyone needs like 21 speeds and pegs and these fancy tires and mountain bike.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just need a normal, good old-fashioned, get me from point A to point B bike.
Exactly.
Right? And that's what they're doing. They're just giving people more bikes. And I mean, I know the whole bike lane situation here in Saskatoon is a touchy subject, but the more people that bike, the better in the long run. One weird thing that happens with bikes here in Saskatoon that I'm curious to see if it happens anywhere else. When I was growing up, I saw so many punk teenagers throwing bikes in the Lakeview Pond.
Those punk teenagers.
Punk teens. They would steal bikes. I mean, it happens, right? People steal
things. God, that happens so much.
But people will steal a bike, and instead of using it or trying to sell it and make money, which is like the goal of a criminal, right? To make some money by stealing things. They just threw it in the pond. And it made no sense to
me. What a waste.
Why would you go to all that effort of just stealing a bike to throw it in a pond. That's not even fun. That's physical exercise.
It's like, the mind of a criminal, Clayton. We'll never know unless you start breaking the law.
Idiots.
Maybe you should try throwing a bike in a pond and see how exhilarating it is.
I'm a good person, and I can just assume it's not exhilarating.
Throw your own bike in.
Oh, throw my own bike in there. Yeah. Oh, that was fun. Now I don't have a bike. Like, maybe they can have a program. I know they get rusty in the water, though. That's the thing. But if you, like, go to the bottom of a lot of ponds here in Saskatoon, I bet you will find tons of bikes.
Pond bike derby.
Here we go.
$5 for every bike you pull out of the pond. I had no idea. When it comes to a club sandwich, which are very delicious, I find them hard to eat because there's a lot of stuff in that sandwich. Club stands for chicken and lettuce under bacon.
Yep.
I had no idea about this.
So, like, what did you think a club sandwich was?
I just thought that was the name of the sandwich, like a Denver.
Okay.
A Denver is an egg, like an omelet in a sandwich form. I just thought that's what it was called.
When I was a kid, I thought it was like, oh, this is the specific sandwich this club has. Like this golf club or this whatever club, right? Oh, and then I realized every single club sandwich is the same.
Chicken and lettuce under bacon.
Right? I was like, oh, okay, something's up here. There's probably, okay, got it. Club, someone explained it to me. Got it. It took you this long to...
Well, I just, like I said, it made sense to me. It's a club sandwich, like a Cobb salad. Yeah.
Would you order the club sandwich a lot?
I think I've ordered a club sandwich once in my life.
Okay, then maybe, yeah, that's why. Then it's totally okay. But if you're ordering club sandwiches all the time and you just assume that it's like, oh, that's a funny name for it, then that's wild. But if you're not a club sandwich person, whatever. Don't be so hard on yourself. Bacon in the oven or bacon on the frying pan? What's better?
Oven. Hands down.
You passed the test. Congratulations. Now, do you cut your bacon in half or no?
No.
Start cutting your bacon in half. I'm telling you.
Why?
Because when you keep it in the big strips, the same thing happens. The ends, soggy. The middle, crispy. It's different consistency, right?
No. Yes.
Yes.
What kind of bacon are you making?
In the oven, maybe not. But on the frying pan, it works that way because the heat's not even. So cut it in half, and each little piece of bacon is perfect. They're all the same consistency.
Do you flip your bacon?
Oh, well, yeah.
Okay.
I'm not a monster, Stacey. If we sound sore, it's because we are. I don't know how someone sounds sore.
Just like that, right there. Yeah.
Does this sound sore?
About this?
We went paddleboarding down the river for the first time in our lives. I can't believe it took me this long to do that. I've been living in Saskatoon like my whole life, and I've never done really a little river adventure. It was awesome. Huge shout out to Tourism Saskatoon, Living Sky Adventures. They were so good to us.
It was one of those things where when we were driving out to Poplar Bluffs, which is where they drop you off and then you get to paddle down into the city, I was talking to the organizer, Carrie, and I was like, yeah, you know, I am terrified about today, but also very excited at the same time. But I just, it's one of those situations where you try something and then you realize that it was either A, not as bad as you thought, or B, absolutely amazing. And that's what happened. I was so scared. I was like, I am definitely going to end up in the water. Like, I was resigned to the fact that I was going to be soaked. That didn't happen. It was absolutely beautiful. The weather, the scenery, everything was just gorgeous.
It's just such an underrated thing to do on a Saturday afternoon. Do some kayaking, paddleboarding, canoeing, whatever. Just go on a little adventure on the river. It's worth it just to see the houses on Sask Crescent. Like the back of the houses there. I almost fell off a couple times because I was just so distracted looking over there. I was like,
rubbernecking.
Do they have 5 garages? What the? Like just those houses.
It's beautiful.
The new skyscrapers, River Landing, like just going into the city on the paddleboards. A cool experience.
And going under the bridges as well.
See, I was scared of hitting the bridge.
So cool.
I talked about it on Friday. It's like my biggest fear. If I'm ever on a boat or anything on the river, like that's one of the reasons I've never been on the river. I'm scared of hitting the pillars in the middle. Little did I realize, like after I'm going through, I'm like, it's like impossible to hit the bridge. You have to try to
do it. Also, we're paddling very slowly. Yeah, even if you did, it would just be like, donk.
Yeah.
I burn quite easily, and I went years and years and years with like, I just need to, you know, get a base tan, or I thought that I wouldn't get burnt after being outside for 4 hours, but I've learned my lesson. I wear sunscreen appropriately, and I came out unscathed. I was pretty proud of myself.
What's it like living a life not being scared of the sun, because I have no idea. No idea. Everywhere in the summer, I always have to be aware. Okay, what's the weather like? Is it cloudy?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I can still get sunburnt when it's cloudy. Thanks, clouds.
I know.
You jerk. I got like the worst sunburn you can imagine when we went paddleboarding. Because here's the thing. Paddleboarding on the river, awesome. Go do it. It's the best. You got to remember, though, the tops of your feet. I didn't wear shoes on the paddleboard. Went barefoot.
As you do.
Again, no sunburn anywhere else. But I forgot about the tops of my feet. And when you're paddleboarding, the tops of your feet are very exposed. And I forgot about that. It hurts to wear my socks and shoes.
Yeah.
On Sunday, aka yesterday, I couldn't wear socks. I had to go around in sandals. And every I step, I'm not a sandals guy. I talk about it a lot. I got disgusting feet.
I saw your feet. They're fine.
No, they're not. Mm. Thanks for the confidence boost.
You're welcome.
You don't have to lie to me, okay? They're hobbit feet. It's disgusting. But yeah, just the top of your feet, I think, is the worst place to get a sunburn, minus the bald spot, which I've also gotten numerous sunburns on.
I have sunburnt my scalp before.
Yeah.
One of my girlfriends actually did the same paddleboarding trip and said she burnt the bottoms of her feet.
Worst. That's happened to me too.
Because
I fell asleep.
If you're on your knees on the paddleboard and your feet are up behind you, you're like, oh, this is lovely. And you don't realize they're just sizzling in the sun.
I fell asleep like that one time outside. I took a nap and it was when I played football.
Yeah.
And imagine trying to play football when the bottom of your feet are sunburnt. I had to go to my coach and be like, hey, I don't know if I can play. I have a sunburn
on my feet.
And you don't tell a football coach.
I've also sunburned quite badly the tops of my ears.
Yep, bad
that
one.
Hurts. Mm-hmm. And also too, your lips. Think
you
of
can
them.
Burn your lips?
Oh God, yes.
No,
I have I have freckles on my lips because they've had too much sun.
No, you what?
Mm-hmm.
Thank goodness there's a plastic partition here, because that would be really weird. I was 3 inches away from your lips there. Just, huh, where? That's so creepy. I apologize.
It's okay.
There's this project here in Saskatoon. It's called Hoist the Hoops. Friend of the show, former U of S Husky Michael Linklater.
Nice.
3x3 basketball superstars, mm-hmm. represented Canada. He's kind of taken the lead on this project. He wants to put a full-size basketball court on River Landing, kind of by the outdoor gym there.
Mm-hmm.
And I love this idea.
The picture
courts?
Of it looks great.
Yeah, awesome idea, right? Council's going to be voting on this, deciding the future of this later today. I really hope it goes through. Side note, whenever Michael Linklater's in the news, I always think of that Husky basketball team that won the national championship.
Yep.
I forget what year it was, but I'll never forget when they won. And Showron Glover did the Wee Beastin' Baby clip. I have it somewhere. I'm going to try and find
it. What is it?
The Wee Beastin' Baby! Wee Beastin'! Like the best post game. I'll find it. Don't worry. But I hope this gets passed through. But one thing people are saying, why are we wasting money on something for outdoor summer activities? So if we can only use it 6 months out of the year, why are we going to spend money on it?
Well, at the same time, then you can say, why do we have outdoor rinks? Because we only use them when it's cold.
Right? Thank you, Stacey.
Why do we have toboggan hills? Because you only use them when it's cold.
We use that argument all the time for awesome outdoor things in the summer. We're not going to use it in the winter, so what's the point? Why do we just torture ourselves in the summer? Because we have winter. It's like we can't have anything fun in the summer because
we need to focus on winter.
We need to focus on the winter.
No, we don't.
Treat ourselves in the summer. It should be the exact opposite. We should be like those two people from Parks and Recreation. Treat ourselves.
Exactly.
Treat ourselves in the summer. Get these basketball courts. Get everything going. In the winter, winter basketball court. Use it for... No, that's not a good idea.
No.
That's not a good idea. I found the clip, by the way. I found the clip.
Okay.
I tell my team at the beginning of the season, last year, I want to take my shirt off after we win the national championship next year. And what I'm doing... We beastin', baby!
You don't remember that?
I don't.
Showron Glover, We Beastin'? A couple people are laughing their butts off right now, and that's for you. Yesterday, I learned that if you start watching the Westminster Dog Show, it's impossible to turn it off until it's over.
Yes.
Man, do I love watching the dog show. Super Dogs at the X, favorite part of the X.
Yeah.
It's awesome. And this, Westminster Dog Show... kind of different. It's more fancy and hoity-toity. But,
of course.
Man, I was watching it for like an hour and a half yesterday. And again, I have a dog. My dog Kipper, talk about her all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Dog owners all do the same thing when they're watching the dog show. They just critique the heck out of these dogs. And they are like perfect, well-trained, just awesome dogs. And yet here we are. Oh, moved its head a little bit. That's going to cost some points.
I always...
Meanwhile, our dog's peeing in the corner.
I always used to watch it and be like... Because I used to have a beagle. Yeah. Her name was Lucy. And I was like, Lucy could for sure win this.
Oh, yeah.
And then you realize really quickly, it's like, actually, no, she could not.
Lucy spent half an hour chewing her own foot yesterday. I don't think she'd be great at the old agility course. Like, I think that too. I'm like, yeah, my dog with one eye and 20% vision in its other eye would totally win this agility.
But then you all, the other great part about that thing is you always realize, you're like, wow, I've never heard of that dog before. What the heck is a Burger Picard?
What?
It's a dog.
A Burger Picard? That's you just made that up.
That looks like a wolfhound, kind of.
Just looks like a mutt.
It's a big old dog.
Yeah, all right. I just love that just for the dog owner side of it. Like, now that I have a dog, I've never had it, like, this is my first dog ever. I've never watched the dog show with a dog.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, instantly, you just start critiquing them and ripping them apart. It's like when people are watching the Oscars or whatever, and
yeah,
they're critiquing what they dress. You're wearing your Husky athletic sweatpants from 1995, and you're like, yellow on orange? Gross.
Yeah.
Like, same thing with the dog show. Oh, you missed a jump? Your dog sucks.
Stacey and Clayton, weekday mornings 6 to 10 on Cruise.
Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. Our U.S.-based restoration specialists are experts dedicated to helping solve your identity theft issues. And all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. So we'll reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Help protect your information this tax season with LifeLock. Save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/aware.